Applied Statistics, week one, Friday on the chi-square.
The chi-square is essentially a measure of the distance between data and a model. It can also be between data and some other data. But the distance is a measure of, well, how close are these two? And typically, you have some data and you want to fit your model to it. You want to determine the parameters in the model that makes the model match the data in the best possible way. And best possible is defined by the minimum chi-square. And so by smart methods, you get a minimization running, and then you have the best possible this model can do in mimicking what the data looks like. And the essential thing in the chi-square is that not only does it tell you how you should minimize what close is, but after you've done so, you can tell from the chi-square value at this minimum how good the model is, how well it matches the data. And because of that, it plays a central role in statistics. A chi-square fit does not only give you the parameters of a model, it also gives their uncertainties. So once a minimum has been found, what fitters actually do, they explore that minimum and see how steeply does the chi-square rise when we step away from the minimum. And that gives the uncertainty on the parameters. An assumption in the chi-square is that the uncertainties that enter are Gaussian. And well, if they're not, then one has to go to a likelihood fit. The chi-square can be derived from the likelihood fit, which is a basic theorem in statistics. But the chi-square is good because it is simple and because it's robust. Even if things are not exactly Gaussian, then it still gives back very good answers. And it's not very prone to be disturbed by outliers. It's robust and simple, and you can evaluate it. And those are very good traits.